You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for ChartsAndMarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's our Friday morning get-together with you and I and our listening audience out there, and I never know where they are, but they're out there.
They're out there.
Yeah.
Today, we'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught your eye. The first one, Walmart shuts down facilities in its U.S. over Trump's tariffs.
Yeah. We've got some more on this. And I think part of it is Trump derangement syndrome. You can never know conjecture anything you want, but you'll never know. But and these guys are shutting down major plants and stuff, and maybe they were marginal. Maybe his tariff things just pushed it off the edge. We'll never know, but it makes me wonder.
Kia shuts down production in the U.S.
That's another one of those. Shut her down. And they're saying it's the tariffs, and, you know, we've talked about the tariffs before, Jim, and at one level, I go along with what Trump is trying to do, which is to get rid of income tax and the IRS, and then have government funded through taxing things. And when income tax was just first introduced during First World War, it was considered immoral to tax somebody's money before they even got it, so to speak. But anyways, I think he's heading to get rid of income tax and rid of the IRS and have government funded through taxing things, and which is a good idea. But the problem is, I think more recently, he's getting into micromanaging. Well, I can see him taking a shot at Hollywood movie industry and people there who are all raving liberals. But anyways, no, it's interesting. And we'd also like to put in, Jim, that in any serious recession, and they always follow great financial bubbles, the increasing unemployment in each country is a bother to politicians and bureaucrats. So what do? Protectionism. They raise tariffs and block this and block that. So it's a natural on a severe recession. But here they're doing it before there's a severe recession. So, as I say, Trump is micromanaging with too many of them now, so it's going to be fascinating to watch.
Headline, John Deere shuts down U.S. production.
Yeah, there's another one. These are major plants being shut down, and one can never know all the details behind it, but it's an amazing situation where things like this are shutting down.
Well, isn't the idea that they're supposed to bring production to the U.S., and yet you have these heavy industries, John Deere making tractors and agricultural equipment, Kia shutting down an auto plant. Wasn't the idea to make more production in the U.S., not less?
He's hoping for that, but the transition, I don't think, was anticipated.
Well, so what we're going to see, and today in the stock market, everything was red going down except the Canadian dollar. Mm. It was the only thing showing green on the big trading board.
Yeah, well, Canadian dollar firming, becoming steady is a good thing, and off the lows of 68, and I think the improving Canadian dollar has been perhaps discounting reform of the political mess that is called Ottawa. So I think that they managed to get Trudeau out, and Carney is just a walking disaster. He's full-on Marxist-Leninist and wants to shut everything down because of climate. So I think he's going to get bottled up. So anyways, the Canadian dollar has been out of the disaster mode and perhaps looking forward to political reform.
Now, Carney has promised to get rid of any federal impediments to interprovincial trade in Canada by Canada Day, July 1st. Any hope of that happening?
Well, it sort of was a popular buzz beginning, say, 6-8 months ago or something like that. I don't recall exactly that they suddenly realized that, hey, we should get rid of all of the protectionist taxes and tariffs from province to province to province. And I believe that they will actually do this. There seems to be a will to do it, and it would be a good thing.
Now, another headline. Again, it's a shutdown. Boeing shuts down facilities in the U.S. over Trump's tariffs over the trade war. And today, President Trump said China has violated their trade agreement already.
Oh, yeah. No, perhaps he put tariffs on everybody, but maybe the main one was, and then is negotiating with different countries, but maybe the main behind it all was the, if you can do something to bring down a communist government in Beijing, hey, you're doing the history a good thing. So I think part of the ploy has to do with getting rid of the communists in Beijing.
Headline, home sellers face an absolutely brutal market that's tilting in buyers' favor. That came from MarketWatch.
Yeah, I guess it was about two years ago when I wrote a piece pointing out that perhaps the housing boom in North America was peaking and that Vancouver was a hot area and Toronto was a very hot market as well. And actually, I looked at numbers then and the hot Toronto market helped propel a hot market for, lakeside properties and whatnot, country properties, that sort of stuff. It was a tremendous boom, but as was happening, booms don't last forever, and the housing market house prices are weakening.
We'll take a look at some of the other headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline that caught your eye here, the U.S. dollar. Is it the most hated currency in the world?
Oh, yeah. I like that one. Because what happens to the senior currency in a great financial bubble is that it weakens a little with the bubble, and then when the bubble is over, maybe, and this was a global everything bubble, and maybe it might have peaked in January, and what happens is with the peak of a great financial bubble historically is everything goes up with the boom and then everything goes down with the bust. And we all know that in normal business cycles, the S&P goes up and then it reaches its best and starts to correct and go down. And that typically leads like maybe 10, 12 months before the peak in the economy, and indeed they have in the leading indicators is the S&P 500. But that's on usual business cycles, but in a great financial bubble, because every part of the economy is influenced by the financial speculation. Financial speculation is over, so is the economy, and it heads down. So it's hard to say yet, but it looks like January was in everything you look at globally and everything else, looks like it could have been the peak for this great bubble we've been in, but that it's over is going to take some months of seeing some negative GDP, and in the meantime, you've got weird old things going on with the tariffs. So let's just say it may have peaked in January. It hasn't failed yet, but we will watch for failure.
Goldman Sachs estimates the U.S. dollar is more than 15% above fair value based on its structural models.
Well, fair value based upon structural models sounds like a bunch of economists working on something. So,
yes, Bob,
the fair value is what the market is right now.
Right. And Bob, was it you who told me the definition of an economist is someone who has had an average person described to them? They've never seen one.
No, that's a good one, Jim. Yeah. Oh.
And the difference between a recession and a depression: a recession is when other people lose jobs. A depression is when you lose your job.
Oh, yeah. No, that one is a classic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
And our last headline comes from Zero Hedge, and it's, is the moron premium rising?
Yeah. I love the headline. That's a keeper, that one. Yeah. Well, they're out there looking at, you know, what's going on in the marketplace, but also what's going on with policymakers. They've gone moronic as well. So, yeah.
Yes. Now, U.S. consumer confidence is down a lot, and they're worried about the rising price of cheap goods from China due to tariffs.
Yeah, I guess so. But we'll see. Let the numbers come through, because there's these artificial things going on with Trump and his tariffs. So, but let the market sort it all out, and maybe 6 months from now it'll be telling us what's really going on.
Do you think we're going to see a major correction in the market this fall?
Well, let's put it this way. If there's going to be a disaster in the financial markets, it'll be discovered in the fall. This is, the old sell in May and go away. There's a lot to it. The great financial bubbles, as they occurred in London, when London was the financial center and sterling was the senior currency, they peaked in May, mainly in May, but the South Sea bubble peaked in June of 1720, the others in May. So there's that record of good things happening into May, and then on our work on the conclusion of great bubbles is that they then dither around during the summer, and then all five previous great bubbles began to fail in September and then were slammed in October. I mean, October was the disaster month. And margin calls, forced selling, the whole thing. And then they kind of had the horrendous October. And then they all tested the markets in November, and then had some relief for some months, except one, the 1825 bubble, The crash started in that September, and the heavy liquidation went right through Christmas and into the first week in January. There's no explanation. It just happened. So, and there's some wonderful quotes by, you know, governor of the Bank of England at the time of having to be not at home through Christmas, but in the city contending with a great financial crisis. So, yeah, they come and they go, Jim.
Also, Bob, were you explaining why these crashes happen in the fall? Was it because traditionally farmers might borrow to plant, you know, to afford to buy seed to plant their crops, and then
there's
in the fall they had
about how farmers borrowing money changed interest rates and stuff like that. But I'm just staying with the history that it happens, and don't bother saying why. You can never. That's a tough question to ask why. All I do is point out that it happens. And if you're going to have a disaster, it could happen in the fall. The numbers suggest that the fall is the time for a disaster to be discovered.
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and we look forward to getting together next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.